evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than not getting what you paid for. Our number to call in if you are listening live on Tuesday night, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here, shortly. He is efforting to get here.
Yes.
On the show tonight, part two of our interview with Navy veteran Eric Youngstrom, who had his picture stolen and used by scammers. He's going to reveal to us how it's really changed his life. It's pretty powerful stuff. It's a lengthier part of the interview.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. We'll discuss what does more harm to society, reality TV or porn? And dissenting opinions on college campuses. Who should attend the speeches? Should these speeches be allowed? And we'll check in with Ann Jackson, see if a barrister, Morris Mariba, has been able to transfer the funds into Ann Jackson's bank account.
What do we think?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know.
I think tonight's the night. I think it all gets resolved with a little bow.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yes, I feel confident.
Okay, good.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, I went on a job interview today.
You're leaving me for another show?
You should be so lucky.
I should.
No. For the day program. For those of the listeners who are my Facebook friends.
Now, will this new job, potentially, if you get it, will it allow you to take off the mask, Batman?
No.
No.
No, it will not.
No, okay. You will still be Pip Helix.
It's in the same industry, so no, it will not.
We'll never know who your real identity is.
Never!
Although we always call out that face, hoping it's just a mask.
Stop. You're making, like scratches in my face.
That's why your head's always bleeding, because we're just clawing at you.
That's what it is. Yes. Yeah, it's that. No, it's an opportunity came up, mm-hmm. And as I was saying, that those of you who are my Facebook friends see me post my semi-regular installment, the Evil Overlord update.
By the way, let's clarify. She's not referring to me. Come on.
Yeah, that's not you. That's not Davin.
No, that's a different Facebook page that I'm completely unaware of, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. It's my regular Facebook
page. No, I'm saying there's another one where you bitch about me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I almost gave it away.
Poop Hilux.
Poop Hilux. Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, it is.
Now, I have been entertaining the troops with this for a while, and then I started to realize, you know,
you do your misery for them. You're such a giver.
I am. You know, actually my misery is entertaining on some level.
I said that.
Yes, I know you did.
I said I'd hate to see you happy.
I know you do.
I mean, well, Joe's got his impending misery coming up. It's kind of like when the Ropers moved away. when they left.
Yeah.
Joe's going to get a spinoff with his own life. I just hope there's something that annoys Joe equally as much as a soon-to-be ex. Just like I hope if you do get this new job, that there's something really shitty at it.
Oh, they'll be, well, if not there, someplace. Because I can't ever be completely happy. You know
well,
that.
I can't be expected to make you guys miserable alone. I mean, I have other things to do.
Oh, yes, of course you do.
Yeah, so.
No, but I mean, there will always be aspects of life that will be miserable, even if it's not the day.
Well, if I sense that you're too happy, your workload will pick up here.
I
can write that down.
I knew it. Yeah, well, no, I mean, I do hope that Joe has other entertaining stories for us after he has offloaded this particular pile.
We can only hope that the damage done from years of being Joe will not cure itself up, because Joe, you know, he's a therapist, and Joe is still, you know, is unleashed with the public. We can only hope that the soon-to-be ex is not the only cause for Joe's madness.
Oh, no. I think that was definitely a problem. I mean, it was definitely an accelerant.
Yes.
But the fire will be there.
We can only hope.
Yeah, we don't want to be left, like, using your analogy, the Three's Company. We don't want to be left with just this quivering old Don Knotts in
the
tweak.
I mean, right now, when he goes out into the public, he's a stage 4 asshole.
Wait, on a scale of what to what?
Like cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
So hopefully when the tumor that is soon to be X is removed, he'll be a stage two asshole. I would hate for him to go completely into asshole remission.
You had to bring up asshole on this show with me sitting here.
Well, if there's other problems if from the evil overlord, I can only hope that you find yourself a splay in an emergency room soon.
Coming to an emergency room near you.
Listen, things are improv. I'm not letting this show go off the shitter because you guys are trying to have a better life. That's not happening. Not on my watch, Missy.
Well, but we're making small, feeble leaps at attempting that.
Just keep it small.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit of happiness I allow. Just, I'm a merciful God.
Yeah, you dole it out slowly.
Yeah, sure. You could be happy.
Like arsenic.
Occasion. Yes, yes. I'm killing you slowly.
Killing us with happiness. No.
That's what I do.
No, I don't think, and I'm not trying to doom either of us. I certainly wish Cho every happiness, but I think just because of our emotional makeup that Cho and I are doomed to never be completely 100% happy. It's just the way we're wired.
Could be.
Yeah, I just don't think so.
You are miserable SOBs.
Yes. I've
you
seen
less so than Cho.
You
internalize it more. Joe lashes out.
Well, when I do lash out, though, it's like nuclear.
Although yours manifests itself into health issues.
Yes, it
Joe
does.
Has the good decency to fight off the problems with inside and show up. I do love that about Joe. No matter the toxic waste that is inside Joe, he's always here. And I respect that about him. He's like a true comic, you know, drives through the blizzard. You know, Joe has his own internal blizzard, but he still shows up to perform. I got to love that about Joe.
Yeah, no, that is true, because I do hold it in until some organ is going to blow.
And then we have a month where we see you once in a while.
I know. It's fine. Well, you know, trying to maneuver this, but it's really weird because I haven't gone. I mean, I've worked where I've worked for so many years that I haven't gone on very many job interviews. I mean, I just said today I haven't been on a job interview in I don't know how long. I completely forgetting a miserable job interview that I went on, which was really crazy.
Yeah, you went on one not too long ago.
I did. And I put it out of my mind because it was so like, oh, hell no, when I sat there speaking to the guy who was in charge.
Well, the elephant poop isn't going to clean itself up.
It was.
And by that, I mean the Republican convention in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not sweeping that floor. But, oh, what are these used condoms
orange
doing
turds?
Here?
I've never seen this.
Oh, no, that's a candidate.
And they're huge. Huge orange turds. The best. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, those are just wannabes.
Yes.
I did go to one, and I totally blanked on it because it was so. No, never happening.
I probably haven't gone on a job interview. Good Lord.
You interviewed for that?
This close. This close. Maybe in law school? Trying to get
intern?
No, intern? I don't know. Maybe college? Maybe UPS? Maybe UPS was the last job. I mean, you know, as a comic, I'm always interviewing for jobs. You're sending tapes and kits, that, the other, or meeting with clients to do shows. So there is that aspect of it. But with a resume, it could be college.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, you're so lucky, though. Because it's nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking. But, you know, I've been self-employed for a long time.
Yeah.
And the jobs that I had, you know, very often, you know, after it was somebody who I knew who recommended me, so that helps a lot too.
Oh yeah, I mean this was a little odd in that I already know this person who's in charge there,
mm-hmm.
And one of the problems that I have without doxing myself is that I have like 8 or 9 different bosses right now. I have to report to
which is weird because there's only 3 people in the office. That fern is looking at you cross.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I hate you.
But you used to be a high up on that.
No, well, I am actually, technically, I'm high up, but there's still uppity ups. And there's so many of them, and it's so nebulous. Like, the hierarchy in this place is just insane. And I have so many people that I have to report to. And I also have to, like, I have to meet with people who are either, like, my peers or subordinates because if I don't do my stuff, the work, it's sort of like a conveyor belt. My stuff doesn't trickle down to them to do their stuff. So I'm basically reporting to, like, everybody. And it's making me crazy.
Yeah, it's very difficult when you have a bunch of different bosses and they all think certain things are more important than the others. It's It's a hard way to live.
Well, they say, you know, one of them said to me recently, yeah, say priorities. And I'm like, ha ha ha.
But they say that, but the problem is all of them are not on the same page.
Right.
I've had the same conversation with the wife.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she'll be pulled in various directions. And, right. you know, one puppet master thinks this is the most important thing. And it's hard. I'm lucky in that way that I don't have that. But then again, there's probably a reason why I don't have that, because I'm not going to put up with that shit. It's a personality quirk.
Well, I'm just thinking, now, do you think, now, and I don't think that this would be the right thing for you at all, but I just
being,
say.
Being released onto the public? Probably not.
No.
I belong here in the den.
I think so.
Yes.
Actually, I had a friend who, her husband said, not only did he not want, and I mean, they it's strange because they're non-traditional type of people, but they have a very traditional relationship in that he does the work and that she stays home as a homemaker.
The way it should be.
But they're very happy with that.
Sure, a lot of people are.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money doing
you can
what he's
do,
doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and she loves being a homemaker. So, I mean, that works. But at some point, she got into her head that she wanted to have a part-time job, and she went...
Oh, that's so cute.
Well...
Is she going to be working at a conveyor belt, like, wrapping chocolates?
Oh, Lucy! No. It.
Ricky.
She actually worked in a place. I think it was like one of those places that sells crafts, like needlework kind of crafts, and actually has classes in the place and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
And she would tell me some of the disagreements that she was having with people, and the way she would explain what they were saying to her, I could tell that they did not like her one bit. You know, And I think it was just like a personality thing. Like she was like, why wouldn't you do this in a logical way? And they're just like, screw you. We like our unlogical way.
Yeah, that's usually me. Not with the screw. It's like,
yeah.
Because that's why I got.
That's you, too.
Yeah, I that's why like I would have problems with people that were above me because I could work efficiently in a timely manner.
And you had to deal with managers that were stooges.
I had to deal with managers that would waste time.
Yep.
Would spend all day walking back to the vending machine, becoming fatter little piggies. another guy who would work there. All night long because he had nobody to go home to downloading fake porn.
Yeah.
And Sharon, I was like, but I'm done. And unless you give me something else to do, I'm going to go play softball now.
Right, right.
It's like,
and that's like, you're leaving and that guy's here, but that guy's looking at porn.
Right, right. And yeah, I was judged unfavorably because I wouldn't work those hours and I would leave and do comedy shows.
Because you would work efficiently
and
work and then go have a life.
God help
you.
I've always been that way, which is why I don't work in office environments, because the whole looking busy thing is a place where I fail miserably.
Yeah, no, it's not every kind of work environment are people suited to that.
I could probably do well with these, like, I mean, I don't have the skill set, but like in the Silicon Valley type jobs where they want creative people,
yes,
and they want you to free, like listen, even I would look at something and go, all right, that's some hippie bullshit right there. But like we're okay, go play ping pong and brainstorm. Like I could probably do that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I could probably function in that where there are expectations and they just want you to meet those expectations and hopefully supersede those expectations, but do it in your way.
Right.
I could probably do that. And I'm pretty much that way with you guys. Like, don't give me excuses. Just get this shit done.
Yeah.
I don't want to look over you. I don't need to know how the sausage is made. Just make sure it's made properly.
And bring the damn sausage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, and I've had this conversation with you guys and other people who work for us. Like, no, don't tell me something is going to be done and not done. I'd rather you say it's not going to be done on that time.
Yeah. Right.
But I probably am a dinosaur. In the corporate world.
In that respect? Well, I mean, no, I get the feeling that this person that I interviewed with is kind of like that. Like, just get it done. I don't want to hang over you, which is good.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to do my stuff.
It's very taxing to have to lord over somebody.
It's more taxing being lorded over.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I mean, some people need that.
They do.
Some people need the whip crack because, you know, they're going to goof off and they're not going to get work done.
Right, right. And there's other people who, I work with a part-timer, lovely woman, really detail-oriented, but she's very nervous. And she asks me questions all day, and that distracts me. So I can't get into any higher level thinking.
It's very hard. Yeah, there's always that balance, like, well, how much should they learn on their own? And then you do want them to ask questions. It's a difficult thing.
Yeah, it's difficult.
My wife asks a lot of questions, usually of me during the same. I've talked about this before, during the same program we're watching.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this? You're watching the same fucking thing I am for as long as I am. I didn't write the script. I don't know. I assume we're going to find out at the same time.
Well, Mr. Helix does not like to watch television. We have certain shows that we watch together, and then he goes, his entertainment is the internet, and I'll watch TV.
I'm sure it is.
and I'll watch TV. But then he'll decide that he wants to actually have interaction with his wife, and he'll come in during the last 5 minutes of the show. Now, you know, that's when they tell you who done it. That's when they decide, they gung, you know, that's when they're telling
that's
you.
That's when they rip the mask off and they could have gotten away if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Right. That's when they have them, they show you the results of the makeover that you've been suffering through.
Yes.
All the good stuff happens in the last 5 minutes. That's when inevitably he wants to talk to me. It's like, no.
Yeah, we all do
go
that.
Go away.
I do that too.
I just.
But I don't do that as much. She like, oh, why they do this? I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah,
was I in on the pitch meeting? I don't know. I don't know how the show got sold. I don't know the way it's ending. I didn't see this before. If it's Star Wars, I might be able to remember how it turns out and help you. Like if my daughter has questions, but if we're something that we're just watching at the same time, they didn't give me the shit. You know, Davin, we have a feeling you're going to watch this, and we really want you to know how it's going to turn out.
Here, watch this and give us notes.
Hello, Joe.
Hi. What's this?
Hi, Joe.
We're not going to catch you up now. You should have listened to the show from the beginning.
I was so close, I didn't turn it on.
We were
like an orgasm, so close, and then left a little flat.
No, I first started off talking about my job interview today, but then we were talking about
questions. It was just about questions.
Just about questions. Neil always asks me questions when it's the last 5 minutes of the show.
Where's the bat cave?
I don't. Yeah.
We've dropped it. Now we'll get all the secrets.
I'm glad it's never me.
See, the thing is, I'm so comfortable talking to you guys on this damn show.
No, don't push this off on us
for being good
at what we do.
It's not. I just, like, lose my marbles and go, yeah, we're just sitting here. What's this big thing in front of my mouth that I'm talking into and telling people about?
Well, why are those two things dangling down?
What is that now? But it's just so weird that it's like I will not have talked to him for hours, and then all of a sudden, the last 5 minutes of the show, he wants to talk to me. It's like, no, that's when all the good stuff happens. Get the fuck away from me.
But you know, the good thing about TV is now you can pause it. I do that a lot.
I don't have that.
Oh, well, you might. It helps a marriage.
Yeah, I know. You know, we it will.
Very,
you know?
very.
We have to get that.
I'll be watching something, and the two of them will come in and start yammering, mm-hmm. and invariably, I might have to be involved. Are we done? And they get mad at me because I'm not participating in family things, but I'm participating in something else.
I feel in my house, I feel like the cat because I'll lie on
the cat's love, Joe.
Well, I know. Well. I'll go lie in my old bedroom because that's where the TV. There's one in the kitchen, one in the bedroom.
Right.
So I'll go in and I'll watch a little TV because she's usually out gallivanting or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'll come in and then I'll fall asleep. And get up. Go to your room. Go to your room. Get out of the bed. Go to your room. There's no more TV to watch here.
See, you're wrong. People love their cats. They let them stay on the bed. Yeah. She rubs your nose in dirty dishes. Look what you did.
Yeah.
When I came back from my interview today, I walked back into the bedroom, and all four of the free-range cats are on the bed. They're in each...
The free-range cats.
Yes.
What is a free-range cat?
Is a Korean going to come over and, like, take his pick? Do you want the free-range or the kept cat?
Yeah, really. Me, take this one.
Free-range. It's an extra dollar a pound.
I've never
talking
used...
about?
Well, because, you know...
No, we don't!
Well, AIDS cat has to live in a room, and so the other four are the free-range cats.
Oh, I got it. One is in a little bathroom and drinking broth out of a bowl, and then the other ones are in another place.
That's right.
The AIDS cats talk about all the male cats they used to bang.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Excuse me, can I have some broth, please? I don't feel so well. Meow!
A little bitter because he didn't bang the African monkey, and yet he still has AIDS.
It's not my fault that I get all the bang.
Here's another picture.
Why does AIDS cat have a Harvey Fierstein voice?
I was just... You know, I would say, what are you talking about? And as I finish that last sentence, what is that? I got him.
By the way, from now on,
nice catch.
AIDS Cat does have a Harvey Fierstein voice. So when we're doing AIDS Cat, that's the voice, Joe.
You're going to get a no-no on it. All right, good. Okay, deal. So.
If we're going to go there, we're going to go. Well, I just want to know if
you're
going to
take an apple, steal the cart. Right, yeah.
Listen, no, I think he's spot on because he's got a Harvey Fierstein meow.
Meow.
All right,
I want to play with the ball.
One.
Of course
one?
He does. That's how he got the AIDS to begin with, Joe.
Don't remind me.
He goes,
I'm going to lick my paws.
So tell us, so finish up with this interview thing. Enough with licking the balls, although always intriguing.
Wait a minute. That's not part of the interview story.
No, it would be if you wanted the job.
No, you know, but one of the things is that I know this guy from, you know, various, like, in, you know, industry meetings and stuff. So
industry? Think you're going to get signed?
No. I mean, you know, meetings for.
Is this the deal? Are you going to be going on tour with McClinton for this new industry?
As a matter of fact.
What, did you get sucked into industry night and it worked?
Yeah. You had to bring six coworkers? I don't know. Is Roger Paul judging you in the back corner?
No, I think we'll get that.
It's a bringer job.
It should be a bringer job.
No, I've known him, but the thing is that when I've met him before, I've met him on a semi-social level.
Sure.
And so we would talk and joke around and stuff like that. And now all of a sudden I'm having an interview with him. I'm like, oh hell.
Yeah, but that's but that's all right. I mean, break
it's
the
like you're blowing him, you know what I mean?
Oops. No. It wasn't.
Your ass wasn't on the Xerox machine at the party.
No, no, nothing like that.
There's a crack on this thing. Oh, I know why.
I mean,
damn, broke another one.
Now, what does he like? Wynwood?
You know, we haven't established that yet.
I
but
think
I'm
it's
waiting.
Going to have to be established.
No, I think that has to be like when they talk about money, you know. And what music do you listen to?
Well, because you know, to in the office.
Yes. What will the only thing is that it's sort of an open. I've gotten spoiled because I have my own office, although I'm not alone in it. But I have my own office for
really
part
your own
of the
office.
Day.
Yeah, that's not really yours.
You're sharing an office.
Yeah, the part timer.
Settle down, Dilbert. You're not worthy of your own cubicle.
There's no room in this friggin' place. So the part timer sits behind me, and she sits so. She sits so close behind me that we bang chairs constantly.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that what you call it?
Banging chairs. Banging that's what all the kids are calling it these days.
Yeah, that's not your own office. I don't know. Who do you get off? Where do you get off saying that?
Who do I get off? Not in the office. No.
Yeah, I had my own office too, except I shared it with two other people and our desks were head to head.
Well, it's
what are you talking about, stupid?
No, it's my office, but then during the part-time hours that she works, she's sitting at the desk.
So you have your own office part-time?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 to 5.
But I see that the way that this office that I interviewed in is set up, that it's kind of a big room where everybody has their desk. So that would be
that's
a little
called an office.
Yeah, I know. it'll be a little bit of a, you know, sort of trade down for me at this point.
Well, my word. I'm stepping down to sleep with the riffraff.
Yeah, it would be. And a little bit of a pay cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So why are you going to do that?
Look, have you never heard her misery at the current day program?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's that. There's, you know, can I list the doctor visits and all the different
things? Okay. It's like, well, you're dating a model. How come you're leaving her for an ugly chick? Well, she treats me well. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You take the step down and you're treated better.
Yeah, that's it.
That makes sense.
We were, I had put a very small, they asked for a salary range, like a salary requirement.
Some.
I hate that.
I'm sure you
question.
Put. I'd like some.
I'd like some.
I'd like,
I'd like
some.
A lot, actually. Thank you. But
but I'm willing to take much less.
But I gave them a range that was really small, to be honest. It was like, because.
You're not trying to get $15 an hour, are you, your Bernie lover?
Yeah.
That's just crazy talk.
Yeah, but I make the fries really crispy.
There's something said for crispy fries.
Yeah,
I'll pay $15 an hour for somebody who can make the fries
you
right.
You don't go
just
nuts
right.
with the salt. You put just the right amount of
just
salt
the
on
right
let's
amount.
Be honest about it, Joe. If they made the fries perfectly, $15 an hour is worth it because we've seen what $5 an hour gets you.
Yeah.
You know, if the fries are going to be good, if the burger's going to look like the picture, I think it's worth $15 an hour.
Yeah, it is. It's called a steakhouse.
but they screwed things up there too.
One more soggy pack of barely cooked French fries and I'm out.
Yeah,
you know, sick of that. I like them crispy and a little brown. But anyway,
still talking about French fries, right?
Yeah, we are at the moment. But I mean, it sounds like but I would only be reporting to one person. Huzzah!
That's a big thing.
That's their name.
Huzzah!
He prefers to be called that. Huzzah! You'll see on my desk it says Lord, but you can call me Huzzah.
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 But it would be, because I was saying to Davin before, I have like 8 or 9 bosses right now.
Yuck.
And so it's just crazy.
No, but I know what it's worth. I know what it's worth. I know what it's like working for a father and a son.
Sometimes. Oh, and both of them, and they have like different ideas about things, and
well,
you're in the middle?
One time I was working at this place a couple of day programs ago where the son wanted something thrown out in the dumpster. He goes, yeah, throw this display out. I'm in the dumpster with
him. Was it your desk?
and notice he's in the dumpster.
Yeah, in the dumpster, yeah. This is several day
programs. I like how
ago.
Your job is the one you have to throw shit out.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a garbage man.
Well, I was that day. So I got the display in the old man. What are you doing in there? I go, pretend I'm a rat, stupid. No,
no, you did not say
no,
that.
No, I did not say
oh,
that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I said, he wanted me
you
to
don't
throw
got, You don't got balls big enough for that.
He wanted me to throw the display. Get that thing out of there. Okay.
That's a tough spot.
I get out of the display. I told you to throw that out. I put it back. What did I told? I walked.
Are you writing a 50 sitcom?
I walked in, and I go, with all due respect, you two sit, have a cup of coffee, draw straws, talk this out. I'm going in or out one more time.
And if you tell me 2 more times, I'll do that too. But yeah, like, loses effect if I say that.
Many times as you want, as long as the check clears.
Exactly. Not for nothing. I still need to get paid.
Yeah.
I got other shit to do for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'm up to
you
my
want other stuff
waters.
To
gotta,
do.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to make the coffee.
Yeah, it's like
that, no, that I never made it because I made my first hour at that job. Make coffee. I proceeded to make the shittiest on-purpose pot of coffee because I figured if I made a good pot of coffee, you'd make
it becomes your job. Yep.
So I made sure I made the shittiest cup of coffee I could make, and I did, and I never made coffee again.
Just strategy right there.
Smart.
It was spiked coffee.
Yeah. Well, these guys were treating you like the cat at the back door. In or out? In, out.
You see
oh,
Joe
that's
making
it.
Some Nest
Done.
Cafe, and they're just drinking powder.
You saw.
I'm surprised I know your work.
No, it's true. Once you do something, that becomes your job forever. There's so many little things that are, like fall through the cracks.
It doesn't
like,
work with me, though. When Joe fucks things up, I say, do it right. It doesn't work with me.
Yeah, he's in on it. Don't try it again. Mm. Yeah. Make the good coffee.
Now things
it.
Don't get fucked up, so I'm much happier. But then when things got fucked up, and I go, well, what is this? Do it right. There's nobody else. You have to do it.
Well, it's not do it right. It's do it this way. It's not like I.
That's
you know,
right.
There was a different. It's not that I did it wrong. It was a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
So if you said, you know, you said, well, I like it done this way, then I do it that way.
It's the same thing with the garbage. It was a difference of opinion.
That's true. No, I argue there. Yeah.
Everything's just a difference of opinion. The question is whose opinion matters.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Really what it is.
Right.
Yeah, but when you have two people that their opinions matter, that's when it gets.
Well,
tough.
You handle it right. You guys got to figure this out.
Yeah, you
I'm happy
it
to
out.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, you got to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because I'm not trying to sound like I'm like, oh, I'm so special, but my
not I am.
my position
what, no
is,
background music? You know, she's better than usually, that's your fucking thing.
No, I sang a little ditty and I left it there.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you left it there. Usually you're like, are you? Are you sweet tits?
Yeah,
no, he is.
Yeah, he looks beat.
The thing is that there are certain things that my position is supposed to be in charge of, but because I have, you know, the whole triumvirate, the whole pantheon of gods above me, and they all think that they can do their my job better than me, I feel like now I got to get out of there and go, do the job then!
Just remember, yeah. though, the grass is always greener.
I know that. I'm just afraid now...
And you'll be getting less grass.
Yeah, a little bit less grass, but a lot more... peace of mind.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we all think so. That's why we switch jobs.
I know. And it's like, oh.
That's where the phrase, the grass is always greener, came from.
I know.
Because somebody thought it was going to be better over yonder.
Oh, I know. Out of the frying pan. I know. I'm ready to be
But you are pretty miserable, so it's worth it.
and that came out exactly the way he meant it, too.
No, it's true.
I am. Yeah, I have been. It's the position that I got. That I rose up into was not a good fit for my personality. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is that I would...
I don't know what position would be for that personality.
I would actually be, like, demoting myself taking this other position, but I have the right training for this other position, so it's like...
The only problem is and I've noticed that, like, I've gone into day programs...
Yep.
...where I'm like, all right, I'll take this... What could I'll be here. I'll stay a year and I'll figure it out. And then 6 years later, 7 years later, I
don't mean this as a stopping point that I'll jump off and do something else. No, no, no. I want this to be my home until I die.
Yeah.
I'm a nester kind of job person.
Right, right.
No, no, no. It's like, please, please take me out of hell so I can stay here
You know, it's funny because the years go by so fast. Like when I was at my last day program, I was there just about 10 years.
Yep.
And I'm in this day program. I can't believe I'm in this day almost 10 years.
I've been at this one over 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so for me,
it is.
For me to say, oh, I got to get to step, and you know, I've reached my tether, the end of my tether.
You know what? If you go to work and you're very stressed.
I am.
And not the day program I'm at now, but the one I was at before this one,
mm-hmm.
I was originally very happy. I was there about 7 years, very, very happy.
Yeah.
And then the things started to change, and I had 3 nervous breakdowns there.
Mm.
And
you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice.
One even affected a show. I mean, it was a Friday. I was going into the weekend. I was doing a show.
Oh, a comedy show.
Yeah, comedy show.
I was like, I don't remember this.
And it was
blame something else. It was usually me.
Yeah. It was a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It was in a beach club and stuff like that. I'm working with a couple other people. Beautiful day, nice crowd. And I started saying to myself, I can't make these people laugh. I can't. They're not going to laugh. Well, how am I going to do? I can't. And then I walked around a block and calmed myself down. And I told myself this could never happen again. And I got through my set. I did okay. But, you know, it's the only time it ever happened. Knock on wood, never happened again. But it was because of the stress of the week, you know. So, you know, once you get out of that, you don't have that stress anymore. It stresses a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. I thought that every hurdle at this job, I thought, oh, it'll get better after this happens. It'll get better after this happens. And all these things happen. It's like, well, still not happy, but there's this other thing that could change that will make it better. So now I think I'm like 7 years into this, this will make it better.
It ain't getting better.
And it ain't getting better. And like a new thing sucks into the vacuum and, the void and makes it, now it's shitty again.
You know what? Change is good. Change is good. You're doing the right thing. You're exploring your options. If they're interested, I'm sure you'll have more questions for them before you make the plunge.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing.
I'm giving it a shot.
It's worth it. Now, Joe, you got changes going on. What's going on? What's your latest update?
Well, I took off last Wednesday through this past yesterday to get the house ready for sale. The house is – I've been working like a madman.
It's the only way you know how.
And I just been throwing everything. My estranged wife, Joanne, has done virtually nothing.
Amazing.
And one thing she did, I'm working like the hammers of hell on Friday, and I get a text. Now, the house is supposed to go on the market on the first open house is going to be to the public. Is going to be on June 18th. Okay? So we have Merry Maids coming in. Merry Maids does a special top-to-bottom service when you're putting a house on the market. Cleans it stem to stern. Totally clean. You come in, they send a crew, spend hours and stuff like that.
Nice.
Right. We're getting pitches done. They were supposed to come in the 14th. My real estate agent wants to take pictures of the house on the 11th.
Uh-oh.
On Saturday the 11th. So Joanne tells her, oh, well, we won't be ready. Okay, we'll move everything to the 24th. Joanne, I'm reading an email. Joanne goes, okay. I get on the phone. I'm trying to reach Joanne. I go, are you crazy? I go, don't you think? I go, Joanne, if we make this the 24th, we lost the month of June. Then the week after is July, 4th weekend. We lost 2 weeks.
Yep.
We're trying to sell this house to parents that want to buy it immediately.
Yep.
Don't you think? So she, the next Saturday rolls around and she calls up another maid service, and she wants to bring them in. They can come in a week earlier. All right, call Merry Maids and tell them you want to cancel. Joanne calls Merry Maids, and she walks in my office. She goes, could you talk to the young lady, Barbara? There's going to be a $500 cancellation fee. So they go to me, it's going to be a $500 cancellation fee, and blah, blah, blah.
They're the ones who changed the date, though.
No, no, no. The date was supposed to be the 14th.
Right, but they're the ones who said it had to be the 24th.
No, no, no. The 24th is the day. No, no, no. We were going to move the first open house to the 24th because they're going to take pictures of the house. The realtor's going to take the pictures of the house on the
11th. So it's not Mary Maid's fault at the date.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. But I need to get this done so the house gets on the market on the 18th.
And you mean need to get this done $500 less?
So I pulled every sneaky expediting trick I know. So the woman goes to me, well, you know, it's going to be a $500 fee. You know, you lose $500 if you cancel. I go, I don't care. I'm going to be out $50,000. So here's the deal. I could care less about $500. You need to, if you could please try to come in a week early and see what you can do. I get off the phone. She goes, why did you tell him that you're going to be, it's going to be 500. I go, are you an effing, you look at me and tell me, I'm a manager. I can run things. You couldn't run a Kool-Aid stand. I go, they're trying to hold.
Kool-Aid anymore. I know. Especially in your neighborhood.
I'm right. Somebody. But I go.
Of course. I'm sure you're keeping tabs. That's right for your profile.
But anyway. She goes, why did you tell him that? I go, because, Joanne, they're holding us hostage over $500. I just took their hostage thing and threw it out of their lap and said, I could care less. You're going to be at $700 if you don't figure this out.
Right.
All right? And in any place, they don't want to lose a sale.
Right.
Well, what if they say we'll have to take it? Then we'll have to push everything back, but we knew we tried.
Right.
Don't you think? So I wound up, I go, well, if they call back, I can only be available on these certain dates. No, you can't. You'll be or I'll be available. I go, don't you understand the seriousness of this? I got to explain things to you. What are you, a five-year-old? So, so we got everything. We got the move that they're coming in the 10th.
Okay, good.
So we got them coming in the 10th. Pictures are being taken.
On the 11th.
On the 11th. There's going to be a open house for the realtors on that Thursday, and that Saturday the house officially goes on the market with an open house.
Oh, thank baby Jesus.
And I painted garage doors, I painted the pellets, I painted this. I got still more. I'm taking next Wednesday off. I still have more to do. I got more to do this weekend. She's done nothing. And we got in this big, big, humongous fight.
Of course.
We've been fighting like cats and dogs. And I go, but I'm not going to be around anymore. I don't know how you're going to survive on your own.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go after this? Oh, I'm going to go to senior housing. I go, what are you, moving in with your boyfriend? No, not senior housing, senior housing. I'm like, okay. You know, so it's...
senior housing. I'm sorry, is she old enough for senior housing?
Yeah, she is.
She's over 55?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
56.
Okay.
Oh.
So she
held up pretty well.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, it's not from work, so yeah, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
You can look young if you don't do shit.
Right.
But it's just frustrating that I am busting my ass.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I freaked out because I tried to figure out how I could paint my porch in time and do this and I'm running around literally two paintbrush, and she's sitting inside. Yeah, you go inside, you're covered in sweat, and she's watching fucking Reba. You know? It's
well, like, you now we know about this because you were posting these frustrations venting on Facebook.
Yeah.
But now, one of the things that you posted that I didn't hear the rest of the story was, what's going to happen when she realizes that she's painted in?
No, I told it. You have to go around the patio and walk around the house. Walk around the house, and you have to walk out by the front.
Mm-hmm.
Because I painted the porch and I painted the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you do that? So the house looks presentable. I'm trying to make, and she keeps going to me, well, you're going to get most of the money. I go, because I've done most of the work. I go, this is the work of my parents and the work of me. And I go, you sitting watching the Met game doesn't pay much.
No. She's outsmarted you, my friend. It's going to pay just fine because you know what? You're going to drop dead before it happens, and she's going to get it all. She ain't stupid. Keep on sweating your stupid ass off, painting everything, mowing this, fixing that, cementing this. She's sitting back watching Matt Harvey pitch go, I'm getting it all because stupid will be dead soon.
Well, my friend,
you're only too right.
My friend Lenore called, you know, was writing me. She goes, I'm concerned about you. Are you working too hard? Now, essentially, let me explain Lenore. I love her. She's like my sister, like I love him like my brother.
Yes.
She's the female version of him.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
My biggest attractor, the one that stops at nothing to rip me apart. She's my,
you know, I've been very supportive.
I know. I'm teasing you.
That's why I always make the joke. I go, when I die, I want him and her to give my eulogy.
I work alone.
Because I'm going to be sitting on a cloud laughing my ass off while they try to find nice words about
me. It'll be the fucking smallest room I've played in years.
Yeah, watch two idiots.
Oh, man.
Watch two idiots fumble around for nice shit to say.
Nobody comes to the funeral of an MC, stupid.
His shirts were always clean.
Nah, I don't know about that. Maybe Blue Hawk. Oh, sorry. I thought he would like to say a few words.
Yeah. How about Dick? No, I killed him.
Mavis is here. And she...
oh, my God.
So I'm, it's just, getting that done, getting that ready. The good thing about it is that since the beginning of 2012, when I realized my marriage was over, it's been tough coming to terms. But this was always the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Getting to this point.
Yes.
Getting by this and getting, and it's always been holy. But you know, it's been, you know, just getting to the point. I'm in. I'm going through it. It's not fun. Wasn't supposed to be in the first place.
No.
But, you know, so as soon as the house gets in the market, now I'll figure out where I'm going to go. Have suggestions from the estranged wife. warm climate.
I think that Davin is distracted, or else he would have jumped right on that shit.
Yeah, my flight for fucking tomorrow has been canceled.
What?
What?
How does that happen?
What?
Can't you put it into reruns?
Wait a minute.
My flight at 6:45 to get to New Mexico
right. Has
just been fucking canceled. How does that fucking happen? It's American Airlines. It's not some shit that they just made up.
Bill's Airline. Yeah. We're doing something else now.
We're going fishing. What?
Three Brothers Moving. We like to move it,
How the fuck does that happen?
Maybe it's the gate operator from Southwest. You saw what a great job he did.
I've never had that before. Usually if there's a storm or something, and I have a connecting flight, so I don't know how this shit happens.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that sucks. What, did they just send you a little text?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they just said, oh, sorry, we're just dropping a bomb on your day.
Well, has been it's your flight from Newark to Dallas, Fort Worth, 6:47 a.m., has been canceled. Working to rebook you, and we'll send an update soon. How the fuck does that happen?
That's just insane.
How do they cancel? They can't just cancel the flight.
And well, then, apparently they can, Joe, and they did.
They're looking to rebook you, but then do they know that you're supposed to be someplace in the middle? Like,
well,
you know?
they have the itinerary.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going on one of their airplanes afterwards.
Okay,
and I got to land, and then I got to drive to the gig, and it's gonna fuck up with the rental car.
Yep.
So I got to talk to the. There's no changing that. I don't know what's gonna be.
Oh my God! What a cluster.
Maybe they put me on another flight. I'm not even bringing fucking luggage with me. I just got a carry on in my computer bag.
Maybe they'll
what
upgrade
are you,
do you
for
to
clothes.
I'm gonna wear them, Joe. That's what's called a carry on.
How many pairs of clothes are you bringing?
Enough where I'll be clean. Thank you.
He's very concerned about you.
You've traveled with me before. I've never been skanky before Paris. I got this fucking covered.
Well, that's what he calls me. I'm like Zsa Zsa Gabor when I fucking travel.
What are you, his valet? You're worried about his clothes?
No, but you guys like, he's got that one. I don't know how he got me. I got 12 bags of poodle.
Me too.
Yeah, but if you don't fly, it's me too. When you fly, you learn how to condense shit. Yeah,
no, I need costume changes.
I got costume choices. Well, it doesn't fucking matter. I don't have a flight. I don't even know how that works.
I don't either. But
you go to the gate and the plane's not there.
That's how this would work today. But wait, sorry. So maybe they'll upgrade you to being nonstop.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll happen.
You never
it
know.
Could.
Sometimes you do that shit.
It could. You know,
I don't know. Now I got to fucking stare at my phone for the rest of the show, hoping for the latest fucking update.
I know.
It's fucking. I don't know. I don't know how that works. It's not like they got to give you something because it's not like a weather thing.
No, but you know what?
They got to give you something.
But I don't trust the airlines anymore because they used to be like, oh, we'll jump through hoops and we'll get you on another flight.
But what you got
to
do?
And they're like, here's
to
a fucking voucher. Well, that doesn't get me to wherever.
You have to like write to them and tell them you need to figure this out now, and I need to know in an hour what's going on.
Well, there's not somebody sitting on the other end of the fucking text message.
Yeah, it's like, George, let's talk.
I mean, I could call them, but I got this shit fest to run.
All right.
I don't think it's going to get resolved on a 5-minute break in between independent tunes that we play. I think it might be a little bit more involved than that, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think some indie chick wrote a guitar tune planning that I could get my phone call being rebooked in that same fucking amount of time.
I mean, I'm sure I got some jam band shit in here that will be like, you
could play, put a Fish album on, you could actually fucking get there.
That's just amazing that they'll do
and
that.
Clearly, I'm not the only one, so they got to fucking do everybody.
But wait a minute. How many hours is that? We're talking about like 8 hours from now you're supposed to be leaving.
Because they want you to get there now 2 hours ahead of time.
I know. So like.
Yeah, because TSA is like, it takes them forever. That's our government in action.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like 8-9 hours notice. Are you fucking kidding me? That, like
crazy.
I said,
it's not a weather thing.
No.
No.
There's no big weather anywhere in
There's
the country.
There's no weather issue anywhere in the country.
I mean, we had the storm that was on in the South Carolina coast, but that's moved out to sea.
It's been out to sea. No, it's been out to sea for a fucking day.
But wait a second. So how many, did you notice how booked your flight was? I mean, was it one of those ones that it was underbooked, and so they just said, we're not going to go?
You know, I don't know. I could, again, I got a show to do.
I know this happens when you're doing a live show. It's like, oh, yeah. Awesome.
I tuned out of Joe's fucking story because shit was getting real for me.
No, that's okay. I brought it up because I looked at your face and I'm like, is something exploding
I didn't interrupt
over
him,
there?
Though.
No, no.
I just fucking let him tell. I don't even know.
No, I actually brought it over to you because I saw you had an opportunity to like slam Joe and you missed it. And I said, there's got to be something happening.
Thank you for choosing American Airlines. Well, fuck you.
That's what they wrote.
Oh, no.
Well, when I checked in earlier today.
Oh,
I was like, no,
your flight's been canceled. Thank you for choosing American Airlines.
Right?
Fucking you, that's the best.
I don't even know how this works. I can't miss this gig.
No,
because comedy bookers are not really
the most sympathetic
yes, the
folks. Yeah.
Oh, you should have checked in a day early. Well, you didn't give me a fucking hotel a day early.
Yeah.
Right.
That's.
Yeah, really. It's like
you
didn't get.
Well, you know, it was the thing is that I was offered the tour, and they didn't need the middle act for the Wednesday and the Thursday. So
you both would be
tour.
Screwed.
So we would. Wait,
when are port are you supposed to fly into?
I don't know the one. Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. No, I was just. I forgot
I
where you were going, and I was thinking, can you get in the car and get
I
there?
Think they
but yeah, no.
Yeah.
That would be a big old no.
Move me to a fucking different. That's gonna be fucking tight.
That's.
Crazy. They move me to a flight?
I don't know. 3 o'clock and get there at 5. I don't know how I'm going to make that fucking gig. I got to see how far the drive is.
Wow, that's nuts. Yeah. No, how far the drive is? Oh, you mean from the airport to the gig?
Yeah, I got to fucking map that out.
Wow. That's. So when did they just say that they are got you a new.
I don't know. I'm looking at a new fucking thing. It says boarding time 10:28.
What? In the morning?
Yeah. Well,
oh, no.
Because then you really get full fucking TSA action.
Yeah, you sure do.
Full TSA action.
A little TSA. Brown chicken, brown cow.
3, I got to get the call. Wow, that is going to be tight. Time is the and I think the gig is 7. I got to fucking tell.
Are you headlining?
Yeah, I'm headlining.
I would write the airline back and go, I'm an entertainer. I've got to be at a show that I'm contracted to be at a certain time. You find me a plane. You hijack one. You get me on a goddamn plane. You get me out in the morning. I got to get to this gig.
I might have the wife handle this on the break. So I'm going to very briefly bring up a question. Then we're going to take a break and see if I can get this fucking.
Let me tell you, put your wife, knowing your wife, the limousine will be honking the horn when the show's over.
Maybe I'll have you handle it. You seem to be pleasant with folks.
I've been actually getting done. And you want to know something during this whole thing with Joanne? Mm. With the thing she goes, yeah, like Hitler. And I go, at least he got people motivated.
Oh, shit. Oh.
You're not running for office.
That's
I don't
wrong.
Think that's fair to compare.
Now, there was something interesting that you did sort of. An emotional bout face on Facebook that I went, what happened here? Well, you were talking about, you know, you were venting, you know, I'm doing this, I do that, and you know what, you know, the co-owner's doing? And then all of a sudden you had this, like, change of heart moment where you were like, well, I might be being mean to my co-owner.
Oh,
and,
no, what
and,
I said, no.
And I was like, why are
no,
you being
because,
nice now?
No, I said, if I am being mean, I go, what I said was, if I am being mean to my co-owner,
right.
I go, I'm a comedian, and this is the way I handle stress. It's either this or being on News 12 as the husband of suspicion, nailing flyers up going, all we want you to do is just come home. Meanwhile, in the Pine Barrens, so it's either that or it's that.
You have a sick, dark friend on Facebook. The guy who posted the picture of the woman in the barrel.
That's,
I was like, wow!
That's, you know who that is? Remember on the show, we had that the truck driver guy from North Dakota call in?
Yes.
And we tell him, hey, Tommy, this is Byron. That's him.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
So, that's Byron from North Dakota, yeah.
I was like, that's really dark. And I stole a page from your book. Funny, but very dark.
Oh, he fucking blocked
me.
Byron.
We had a whole conversation about that because I was just like, and it got even worse, but it was very funny.
Yeah, he's a little bitch. He's another one of these guys that friended me, and then he goes, "All right, I don't want to talk about politics anymore."
Well,
and I respond. Then he fucking posts one more thing on my page, and I respond. It's like, "I'll talk to you after the election." It's like, "Well, you fucking brought it up, stupid."
Well,
I
don't want to. I don't want to name a name, but one of our friends I was debating with.
Okay.
I was a waste of time, but I was debating.
Usually
with,
is when you do politics online.
I was debating with him, and he. He's so stupid. He's dumb as a wall. And the thing about it is I'm getting spoiled by debating with Davin.
Yes.
Because the thing with Davin
Davin just popped up and had his like proudest moment phase.
I don't know when that's going to happen again.
I know. A beam of light just shot out of
because
the sky.
That was out of my ass, actually.
Is that where that came from?
Because if you debate with that, did you check on Snopes? Did you look, well, here's what I got. What do you got? So it forces you to go back. Look, well, even though Snopes said this, you need to look at this and this and this.
Yes.
This and this.
Keep
this,
you honest.
So with this other guy, I'm going, would you name one fact? I don't need to take fact because you're a moron and blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And blah, blah. And I'm like, he writes.
I know
it,
you are, but what am I?
He goes, so his other friend names these facts, which I was able to, retort back on, but
right.
He goes, ha ha, I was busy driving and you know, so I don't have time for facts, but somebody found one. I go, number one, I asked you. I go, number two, you drive a cab. You don't command the Enterprise. I go, you have plenty of time. Just pull across next to the train station. It's not the Library of Congress, but it'll do for you. And just find a fucking simple goddamn fact that you could shoot back to me that we could at least talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
It was maddening. And I was getting involved with this and I had to get, and I'm like, what am I doing? I don't have time for this shit.
I know. You get involved in these conversations. It's like, I'm just trying to get you to stop telling me what other people told you to say and just look at the actual fact and then tell me what. Now, go back to what you initially said and tell me where in this primary source is it?
Yeah.
I'll wait. You know, and
I know, and
the one
thing about it is this one girl I went to high school with her, and she's a nice enough girl. She's very liberal, and her and I go back, but she brings a point, and I feel bad because she sought me this thing about the saying that Bernie Sanders wasn't sending people into crash protests or something like that. Which I need to look at. I'm not going to say another word about it because I didn't. But I haven't had a chance.
Yeah.
But I feel bad because I do want to answer. I want to answer a question. Not to think I'm afraid of it, but I had to paint. I gotta get that goddamn place done.
That's the crazy thing that happens when you're on Facebook and you're having a conversation with somebody, but then you actually have to go and do some real life shit.
Yeah.
And then you come back. And your page is blowing up, and you're like, you know, it's the worst thing is coming back and seeing two of your friends going at it tooth and nail, and you're like, oh, dear God. I had an experience where two of my friends that I know from different parts of my life were eviscerating each other and not being nice at all.
Now,
Neither of them were being nice.
What parts were they from? When was the one?
Well, one was from here.
Oh.
And one was from another area, I will say. And they were just, roar! Roar! And it was, I came back to my page and I was like, holy fuck, I can't leave you kids alone for a second. And both of them were IMing me going, who's this person? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you kids play nice, God damn it!
Oh, I'll do that too. I go because
I'll get the hose.
I know. Sometimes, like at the beginning of work, like if I'm in the morning, I'll sit down. First thing I'll do is just sit down, go on Facebook, you know, see how Joe's girl's doing, stuff like that, right? Joe's girl, you know, then go over stuff, and then I might see something.
Yeah.
And I'll like see an anti-Trump thing or something like, oh really? Blah 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 blah. And then I head to the day program, and then at lunch. I might go on the computer, you know.
Oh yeah, it's exploded in your absence,
including my friend Joe, including our little pit bull friend here, including the guy I was talking about. Everybody's at each other's throat. I'm like, holy cow, that's like there's a graph. I'm like, what the hell?
Crap.
And I'm like, hey,
PowerPoint display.
Hey, I go, hey kids, how's things going?
Roar!
Yeah,
and it's just like stuff will throw up Throw up. Yeah, that was Freudian. Things will blow up out of nothing. And, you know, and it's like somehow you're the bad guy for having posted the thing in the first place that they decided to pick each other apart about.
Now I get a funny feeling. Sing it out. Rawr! American Airlines, may I help you? Rawr!
Oh, the wife's working.
That's
on
what's
that.
Happened. That's who we're talking about. That's who Rawr is right
no,
now.
No, usually I'm the one, but I've
seen her in action. If she's ticked off enough, she will roar.
No, it's usually me that handles the shit.
Yeah, but
because I have a way of cutting
handle.
To the bone. But I don't know what the I don't know what to do with this. I mean, because it's not a weather thing. They gotta, you know. She's like, well, what's the latest flight? I'm like, I need an early flight, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Because I land. And I got to drive 3.5 hours. And, of course, it's an early show.
Yeah.
It's a 7 p.m. show.
Oh.
And they want me at the hotel by 3 to check in. They want sound check at 5:30. That ain't happening. So now I have to tell the booker, who I've never worked for before,
oh, no.
that this just happened.
Right.
But I'm saying, listen, I'm still going to get to the gig.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's
it's
the deal.
It's not going to be well, the way
the
you
first,
want
I'm coming to my travel clothes.
The first thing is.
We did this in Nevada, too. We had that.
I know. We had because we had an overstay in Memphis or something. No, Tennessee or someplace like that.
But the flyover
but,
state.
You know, from my you know, estimate, you've got to call up. First thing you do is you go right to the source and go, I'm not visiting grandma here. I've got to be on a stage at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I go, you find me a flight. You find one. You bribe a pilot. You hijack one. Maybe
yeah.
make a deal with ISIS. I don't give a shit. But I want a goddamn plane to roll up to that gate by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Am I clear with you?
Yeah.
I go, this is not my problem. This is not the weather's problem. I pay you because you're a reputable airline. And you could figure it out.
It's
I'm
the
flight sure
I booked. I had choices. That's the flight I booked.
Yeah,
this was the flight I booked. You know, and just give them an option. I'll fly out of LaGuardia. I'll do what I. But
oh, I'm sure they have something in their contracts that nobody reads that says it's okay.
Yeah, that says, you know what? If something happens, it's not our problem.
But it's not mechanical. If it's mechanical, it's usually the out. And if it's weather, it's
but
the
if
out.
You if people. But you know what? You if you plead your case to people. You know, like I said, when I was with the keyboard, with that keyboard,
right.
I told them, look, I have a showcase for a record label, and I specifically need this keyboard on stage with me when I do this showcase.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot of phone calls, but the thing was there.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
If you,
airlines are a little different than Guitar Center.
But okay.
Oh, yeah. But
all
still,
right.
but,
however,
but the point is.
Then I had Mary May. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you know.
You keep
really,
talking. You might not be on the rest of the show. You might be talking to American Airlines.
But what, no, but what I'm telling you is this. You tell them, I'm not going to visit grandma. I'm an entertainer. I have to be on a stage at 7 o'clock tomorrow in New Mexico. You get me. I don't give a damn where you find it, but damn it all, you find me a plane in another 2 hours that I can jump on in the morning.
Yeah.
End of story. I don't want to hear it. What's your supervisor's name? I'll tweet all over that you people couldn't run a Kool-Aid
now,
stand.
Do,
you know?
Do the rental car places know when your flight gets canceled and delayed? Do they know that?
No.
They
no.
don't. So I have to contact.
So.
I have to contact.
You'll have to contact
them
and go.
Separately.
But what I would do is I give the airline a couple of hours notice, just to see where the airline is going to. You know how the airline is making.
Well, I
out.
Can't do anything until I get a flight. I can't call
Alliance
rental car until I know when the hell I'm arriving.
Right.
I just got to make sure that when I arrive, they have a car for me.
Yeah.
Because that takes time too. You got
to. Oh,
thank God I'm not checking a bag. Because then I'd have to wait, and I'm just going to be zipping.
If you were planning on doing it before, you're not doing any now. If you have to get up on that stage
I'm
in your underwear,
packed.
Done.
We're going to get this wrapped up. I'm going to do my editing. I'm going to get three. That was the plan.
Yeah.
Now I got to call my. Ah, it's fucking.
And,
sucks.
And,
Let's
and,
take a break. I've had enough. I've had enough. We're going to do more. You're gonna
I'm going to have fun. God damn it all.
Yeah. On the break. I've had enough. Not interested.
I've had enough. It kills me.
Now I got to keep stupid motivated.
I'm not motivated at all.
I understand.
I know.
because as usual, shit rolls downhill and somebody else's fucking problem is now mine. That's what I hate. I don't mind when I cause myself problems. It's when other people cause me problems because nobody gives a shit about that.
I can't wait to do the clean portion of the show. Can
tell you what, when fucking Donald Trump is president, this shit will not happen. He will get these airlines in order. He will build a fucking wall around these fucking hubs and then we'll not let them fly out until they get their shit in order. I look forward to a Trump presidency. Or if not,
let him go. He's finally making he's finally making a breakthrough.
Trump's going to fix it all.
You don't understand, Joe. I'm terrified.
No, you're not.
Trump will
no, you're
fix
not,
it
dear.
All.
No,
Trump
you're not,
trust.
Dear.
And somebody else made the trains run on time. You know what I'm saying? Don't be so happy about
if the
all
planes
this.
Run on time, I could get behind the Trump presidency.
Oh, Christ. Oh, my God. This, oh, no.
Maybe do away with the fees for the first bag? I could get behind the Trump presidency.
We have two more hours to do with this.
Because this was cheap, stupid.
Okay.
That's why. because I do, like you, I do a cost-benefit analysis. You know the difference between Southwest and this? Their fucking flights are going. Mine's not. That's the fucking difference between this and Southwest.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah. Yeah, I play fucking American Airlines. Yeah. Take that. Take American off your plane. You are not worthy. You are like fucking Budapest Airlines.
Let me tell you
point.
Soviet airplane.
Let me tell you something. I'm so glad I'm not going on this tour. You know what? American, your fault. Your fault. What was saving $50?
No,
that's
right.
Great, Joe. That's great. We'll
I
just
had misunderstood this whole time. He said make America great again. I thought he meant the country. He's talking about the airline. I can get behind that. If he's going to make American Airlines great again, he's got my vote.
Help
I mean,
me.
Sure, he had his own airline, and that didn't fucking last. But I think now he's learned. He's ready to make our airline industry great again.
God damn it.
And you know what? The TSA thing, when you go through, they're going to take your balls nicely and whisper in your ear.
Yeah, TSA, too slow, assholes. That's what they're going to say.
It's going to be different under a Trump administration. I'm behind this. Everybody's going to be orange, and we're going to look great.
Oh, my God. I don't know what happened here.
He
help
got
me.
Common sense.
Help
I just
me.
Took an it's because of our canceled. Muslim president that they're letting American Airlines get away with their shit.
Who are you?
He's smart. That's what my pal.
I'm an American, damn it. And I've had enough. You know what this is? Because I'm fucking white. It's more of this PC, liberal bullshit.
That's right.
That's why they cancel the
airline. That's right. If you were black, you'd be right on that plane.
Exactly. Black flights matter.
That's right. Exactly.
But wait a second. You're a Jew, so there's got to be some in between here.
No, the only problem is the only thing the Jews don't control is the airlines.
No, we have LL, the shit don't blow up, the shit don't crash, and it fucking lands. Sure, there's 100 Hasidic guys in there fucking praying while you're trying to sleep, but it fucking lands.
That should be the fucking end for that airline.
That should be the end.
No, it should be the fucking deal, man. It's going to be $1,000 to go, I don't give a shit what you're charging me. I love you guys.
LL's a good airline, not like this fucking communist American airline.
LL is a good airline. For exactly those fucking reasons.
Fucking, this is a distra- you know what? I bet they're fucking flying their flight over to Japan right now and apologizing for shit. I bet that's what American Airlines is doing. I bet that's why this flight's canceled, because they're going to fucking Hiroshima and they're going to apologize for the shit that Obama didn't do. Fuck you, American Airlines. We're going to break after we listen to Daniel. This is the fucking worst promo for them ever. Fuck it, they'll get over it. Daniel Breigart, Kenny Lackinen featuring Damian Pipes. It's their new song, Beautiful Girls, khbmusic.de. It's a very uplifting tune. Enjoy it. We'll be back later.
Holy crap! RogueRadio.com. TuneIn.com. HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.